Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The UCLA Voting Rights Project published a report that supports the idea of allowing for mail-in voting. They maintain that there's no real danger of abuse. They say that concerns about mail-in ballot abuse are significantly disproportionate to its frequency. They quote Republican officials, including President Trump, who stated, "These absentee ballots are different from mail-in voting, which is ripe for fraud and shouldn't be allowed." There's another quote that they don't include that says, quote, "Absentee ballots remain the largest source of potential voter fraud," end of quote. Now, that quote is the conclusion of the bipartisan 2005 report of the Commission on Federal Election Reform, chaired by former President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker. The UCLA Voting Rights Project goes on to say their research found only 31 credible incidents of voter impersonation in an investigation of over 1 billion votes cast. So what's the reality and why were secret ballots adopted in the first place? John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, has researched the issue and his conclusions are startling. First of all, the reason the secret ballot concept was adopted was due to concerns about the long history of vote buying in the U.S. Secret ballots made it harder for vote buyers to monitor which candidates people actually voted for. The Carter-Baker report found, quote, "Citizens who vote at home, at nursing homes, at the workplace, or in church are more susceptible to pressure, overt and subtle, or to intimidation. Vote buying schemes are far more difficult to detect when voters vote by mail," end of quote. Now, one example of voter mail fraud was the 1997 Miami mayoral election that resulted in 36 arrests for absentee ballot fraud. The election had to be rerun and the result was reversed. In 2017, an investigation of a Dallas City Council election found some 700 fraudulent mail-in ballots signed by the same witness using a fake name. In a 2018 North Carolina congressional race, the Republican edged out the Democrat by 905 votes. Election officials became suspicious when they discovered Republicans received 61% of mail-in votes, even though registered Republicans accounted for only 19% of those who had actually requested mail-in ballots. There are many more examples. Here's the bottom line. While absentee ballots are made available for people who genuinely need them, that is, for people who are going to be traveling or are hospitalized or are homebound, the general use of mail-in voting is considered to be accessible for fraud. The perpetrators don't represent any one political party, but are people from all political persuasions. Some political races, particularly local races, have at times been decided by one or two votes. Just a small number of fraudulent votes can and have swayed elections. There is a reason states adopted the secret ballot in-person concept. It worked against fraud to a much greater degree. Now, over the years, people who have wanted to vote made a point of making sure they got to the polling place, whether it was before work or after work or having to stand in line after the polls were supposed to close. Voting is a constitutional right, that's true, but it should be reserved for those who should be voting, not those who would take advantage of a process we hold to be sacred in the U.S. Keep voting secret and in person. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.